Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God is truly good, and God is on the throne, and God can do anything but fail. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for Jesus. Yes, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, funeral services blessing our community all around the world. We thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, your family. We thank God for those that are doing great and mighty things in our community, working faithfully with you throughout the years. You can reach him at 410-327-3100, 410-327-3100, 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. And don't forget about Sabrina. Yes, one day at a time personal care services. One day at a time personal care services can be reached at 443-882-3040. One day at a time personal care services. Give Sabrina a call at 443-882-3040. Yes, she offers transportation, housekeeping, assistance with bathing and personal grooming, medication reminders, meal preparation and planning, grocery shopping and errands, laundry, socialization, stimulation activities, exercise and walking, transportation to the doctor's appointments, and beauty salon. She'll take you out to lunch, to shopping, and special occasions, and so much more. One Day at a Time is a personal care LLC, non-medical nursing referral agency, licensed with the state of Maryland, Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Give Sabrina a call today, 443-882-3040. Don't forget about Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, 2103 North Charles Street, also has a barber on site, and truly a man of God. 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines at 443-449-3631. And we thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor. She could reach that 443-854-0977. Men and women of God, we thank God for you in our community, blessing God's people. We're going to go to Psalm 91 for the time that we do have this morning. We want you to read our Psalm of Protection. Yes, God blessed us with this Psalm of Protection. I want you to read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. We want you to work on memorizing this Psalm so that when something comes up or something's happening, you can just call on Jesus with Psalm 91. You can pray the Psalms, you know that? Yes. When you don't know what to pray or how to pray, pray the Psalms. Let's go to Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Teach your children the Psalms. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we used to pray in school, and now somebody decided we don't need to pray in school, but you can pray silent prayers wherever you go. Yes, you can pray your silent prayers. Psalm 91, thank you, Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Sure, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from indecent specimens. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, and nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in the day, 8,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at right hand. But it should not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thank you, Jesus. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder, and a dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he have set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And I believe it's going to be a long, healthy life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? And don't forget, if you're not able to sleep at night, I want you to read Psalm 4. Yes, read Psalm 4. That's my prescription to you. If you're having problems sleeping at night, read Psalm 4. When you wake up early in the morning, go to Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Who are we praying to? God. Thank you, Jesus. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will thou direct, I will direct my prayer unto thee. And when you direct your prayer unto God, you're going to look up. Look up. For thou art not a God that have pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall any evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not be the stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will endure the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in the righteousness because of mine enemies. Yeah, you got some enemies. Yeah, if you're a man or woman of God, you got some enemies. Everybody don't like you. I want you to know that now. So think it not strange that you got enemies. I want you to know that Satan hates you. Satan hates you. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Thank you, Jesus. But there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flutter with their tongue. Watch their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have stretched, they have rebelled against thee. Remember what I said, they're not rebelling against you, they're rebelling against God. If you're a man or a woman of God, living according to the word of God, praying and seeking the Lord, they're rebelling against God, not you. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful unto thee. Hallelujah. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You got the favor of God in your life. Yes, you do. Right here in Psalm 5, it says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compress him as with a shield? Thank God for your shield and your buckler. Thank God for Jesus watching over you, you, and you. Thank you, God, for watching over me. Thank you, God, for leading and directing me. Let us pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to see one more day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. We, others that's listening, didn't make this day. Nobody but God. And we thank you for it. We come to magnify you. We come to glorify you. We come to lift up your holy name, because you are a holy God, and we are to live holy lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us one more opportunity to seek you, to worship you, and to praise you. We thank you, Father God, because you sent your only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. We thank you, Father, because you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? We thank you, Father God, because we are covered by the blood of the Almighty Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. And we knew it was the blood that saved each and every one of us. We thank you right now for being who you are, for blessing us in ways we never can imagine. Bless Mother Annie Green. Heal her body, her mind, her spirit, and her soul. You know all about her aches and her pains. You know all about her sickness and diseases. But we know that you are a miracle worker. We know you're bigger than any diabetes. You're bigger than any arthritis. And we thank you right now for the healing right now. Touching Mother Mary Robinson. Blessing her in a very special way as she celebrates 100 years of life. We thank you, Father God, right now for touching Elder Shern Taylor, Pastor Patricia Duffy, Burdetta Washington and her family in its entirety. Thank you for healing them. Thank you for healing Elder Annette Smith. Thank you, God, for healing Elder Dawn Smith. Thank you for blessing Mercedes, letting her call upon the name of Jesus. Thank you for touching LaShawn. Thank you, Father God, for blessing our young people as they travel to school, colleges, universities, daycare centers. We thank you, Father God, for protecting them from seen and unseen danger. And we pray that those individuals will lay down the illegal weapons, the destructive weapons. Have them to lay them down and call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Have them to yield to you. We come against the gangs that are drawing our children into them on a daily basis. We come against them right now, Father God. Let them be receptive to the word of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We pray, Father God, for the Crips and the Bloods, the guerrilla gang. We pray, Father, for gangs that we're not even aware of, that you'll touch the young men and young women and let them know that they can call upon Jesus and he'll make things right in their lives. We come against that spirit of decisiveness, that spirit of destruction. We come against Satan right now. We know that he come to kill, steal, and destroy. But, Father, we know that you came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. And we thank you for that abundant life. We lift up, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, Shanita Kelly, Rael, Zariel, Diamond, Rosie Trahan. We lift her up right now, Father God, to you. We lift up Kayla. protector, Father God. James Trahan, we are praying for you. We are praying for you, Maddie Hightower and Rhonda Hightower. Yes, we are. We thank you, God, for bringing our loved ones back home who's been traveling all around the world. We thank you, Father God, that they will not bring back any sickness or any disease, Father God, that we are not aware of. We come against COVID. Father, we pray right now that that disease will discontinue. HIV and AIDS will discontinue. Send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. We come against arthritis, someone's body that's been in pain all night long. Bursitis, rheumatoid arthritis. We come against those diseases right now in the name of Jesus. Cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer. We come against, Father God, those diseases of the mind, mental illness. Glory be to God. Touch someone's mind right now and regulate that mind. You said, Father God, you are a mind regulator, and we ask that you regulate that mind. We come against bipolar disorder in the name of Jesus, paranoid schizophrenic. We come against those mental diseases right now. Touch the minds of those that's walking the streets, don't know which direction to go in. Someone may be homeless, Father God, staying in need of shelter. Touch that mind right now. Father God, give them a mind of Jesus Christ that they will want to live and stay inside of a shelter or home. Protect them even in the shelters. Protect them, Father God. We come against the rapist, the thief, the robber, the liar, the gossiper, whoremonger. We come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch them and cleanse their hearts, their minds, and their spirits and their souls, that they will want to crawl on you, the almighty living God, and say, what must I do to be saved? We come praying for the unsaved members of our families. Touch them individually and collectively. Let them know there is a better way, and a better way if life with Jesus Christ. We thank you right now for touching them, Father God. Those, Father God, that may be thinking about committing suicide, not on their watch will you commit suicide. Put down those pills. Put down those guns. The individual is about to hang themselves. Father, wake them up and shake them up. Let them feel the glory of the Lord. Let them know that Jesus loves them and they have a friend in Jesus Christ. Let them know you'll be a mother and a father, a sister and a brother. Let them know, Father God, and let them experience the news of Jesus Christ. Let them yield to you, cry out to you, and say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you right now, Father God, for touching that individual, delivering them from substance abuse, delivering them from marijuana, delivering them, glory, hallelujah, from heroin and crack cocaine, delivering them from taking illegal pills. And Father God, touch that individual that's been using prescription drugs illegally. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now, working a miracle out in somebody's life. We lift up Sister Greta and her family in its entirety. Shamika, we are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for New Union Baptist Church prayer line. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being, having the members to be faithful, praying every evening at 8 p.m. Touch, Father God, Sister Esther, the moderator. Bless her, strengthen her, and guide her and lead her. We're praying for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and his family in his entirety. Be with them and guide him and lead him. We're praying for churches all over the United States of America. We're praying for mass. We're praying for the leaders in those churches, the Pope and the priests. Let them yield to you. Let them cry out to you. Let them know they have a God to glorify, a God to magnify. We're praying for Donnell Spivey, his family in its entirety. We're praying, hallelujah, glory be to God, for Reverend Thomas, Reverend Johnson, Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle Margaret Farley. We are praying for you, your children and your grandchildren. God, touch them one by one Bless them in ways they never could imagine. Barbara Haney, we're praying for your family, the Haney family, in its entirety, you and your husband and your children and grandchildren. God can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed yet. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, as we pray for Deacon Price, Deacon Spain, Deacon Terry. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The deacon is Ford. Deacon is Yarbrough. Deacon is Johnson. Yes, we are praying for each and every one of you. God is able, and God can do anything but fail. Open the windows of heaven, Father God, and bless someone under the sound of my voice. Evangelist Janet Griffin, trust God. He's with you. He will guide you and lead you and direct you. We're praying, glory be to God, for the family of Harold Briscoe. Sister May Carter and James Carter, we are praying for you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Father God, touch her lungs. Have her to breathe freely in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it. Michael Farmer and your wife, we are praying for your children and your family in its entirety. Bishop Deborah Gilmore, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gilmore's husband, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, son, Pastor Gregory Gilmore, and his wife, Pastor Melissa, we are praying for you. Minister Sharon, we are praying for you and the Gospel Tabernacle Church, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, Minister Yvonne, hallelujah, Minister Duffy, we are praying for your family in its entirety. We lift up Diane Green and TJ, hallelujah, and his dad, Tyrone Staten, Robert Gladden, Brenda Gladden, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. Thank you, Jesus. The organists in the churches, we are praying for you as you continue to play the songs of Zion. Marvin Harrington, we are praying for you, my dear brother. Yes, God is able. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and your wife, we are praying for you as you lay in King David Nursing Home. Yes, we are praying for you, Maddie Hightower and Rhonda Hightower. God is able. He can do anything but fail. Sister Sharon Johnson, we are praying for your husband, Reverend Johnson. Eddie Logan, we are praying for you. Aunt Rose Logan, we are praying for you. Rudolph Logan and your family, Tatati, we are praying for you. Of course, Sister Greta Mills, praying for you without ceasing. Letitia Mims and your family, your mom, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, we are praying for you. We are praying for the poor family. Yes, we are. Ernest Harvin, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Deaconess Shirley Ray, we are praying for your quick recovery. Thank you. We are praying for you, Karen. God is able, and God could do anything but fail. Sonia, we are praying for you and Rhonda and your other children and grandchildren. Lula, we are praying for you. We are praying for you. Hallelujah. Mary Thompson. Yes, we are. Barbara Washington. Yvonne Wilkins, Jesus loves you. We are praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let go and let God, Dr. McCray. God is able. Pastor Rosie Cobia, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bishop Gregory, we are praying for you. God is a God that can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. And God is a healer, a deliverer. He'll make a way out of no way. Chaplain Thomas, we are praying for you and your family's entirety. Sister Lillian, Sister Ernestine, we are praying for you, AJ. Yes, we are. God is a good God, and God can do anything but fail. God is a God that's above and beyond. He's everywhere. He knows all about your trials and your tribulations. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless your people. Send forth healing into the nursing homes, the hospitals. We are praying for you, Jacqueline Anderson, your dad and your mom. God is able to do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. Tune in again on tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7, Power Hour Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God is able, God is keeping you, watching over you. I decree and declare a spirit of peace for our nation, because we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. And I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Praise God. To God be the glory. Receive your miracle on this day. Watch God do it. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. God bless you. Continue to pray without ceasing. And have a blessed day.